Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, let's turn to Italy now, where the superyacht belonging to the late tech tycoon Mike Lynch has been lifted from the water and moved to a town in Sicily. Mr. Lynch and his daughter Hannah were among seven people who died when the Baesian sank off the Italian coast in August of last year. Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Mail Online, is in Italy and he joins me on the line. Nick, we spoke on Friday when the last plans were being put in place for this operation. You've been there watching it unfold over the weekend. Can you explain how it all happened?
Yes, good morning, Claire, to you and your listeners. Well, as we said on Friday, the operation began late that same day, actually. Very slowly, the Baesian was raised from about 160 metres below the surface of the Mediterranean, emerged sort of three quarters, I'd say, by late Friday afternoon. You could clearly see the blue, once pristine blue hull of the Baesian covered in algae. And very clearly, you could see the top white deck, the accommodation deck, as it's called, and the canopy, the sun canopy that you see on most yachts, was tattered, ripped, stained brown by the sea. And it was raised, say, above the level of the water. You could also see the propellers and part of the keel before being gently lowered back down into the sea. And I was told this was to check if it could still float. They wanted to just make sure that there were no holes or doors or hatches or anything like that left open. And I'm told by the investigators that the Baesian did pass those tests. And then on Saturday, fully lifted out of the water, suspended in the air completely. And then yesterday, Sunday, sailed a good two and a half hours, proceeding very, very slowly, about 5 miles an hour, to the port of Termini and Marese, where this morning I watched as she was lowered gently onto a cradle that's been built on the dockside.
So will it remain there while these investigations we're expecting happen?
Yes, that's right, Claire. So it'll stay there, I've been told, for about 2 weeks to finally allow any water that's left on board to drain away. Also, they want to give it a good 2 weeks to make sure that there's no sort of noxious gases still on board. They want to give that time to disseminate before allowing the prosecutor on board to have a look at the inside of the Baesian, and also legal teams representing three people who are actually under investigation. That's the captain of the yacht, the first engineer and the night watchman, who've all been placed under formal investigation by Italian authorities for negligence, basically. I've had a good, the prosecution document was leaked over the weekend, and they're basically accused of negligence and not preparing the yacht enough in advance of a storm warning that was coming through. But we should say in their defence that last month the Marine Accident Investigation Branch report from the UK authorities did highlight that the Baesian was vulnerable and susceptible to high winds. And as you may recall, Claire, it was a very, very unusual, very freak of nature storm that hit the Baesian, 70 mile per hour winds. And once the Baesian tilted over to around 70 plus degrees, the report, and I quote, says it is irrecoverable. And interestingly, those sensibilities and those vulnerabilities of the yacht weren't in the manual, so the crew were completely unaware of that.
So there's a lot at stake for those three individuals who you mentioned, but financially there's a lot at stake too, isn't there?
Yes, I mean, apparently this was all organised by the insurers of the yacht. They're remaining fairly tight-lipped, but we understand that it cost around about £20 million, although I've been told that's quite an estimate that is perhaps a little bit wide of the mark in respect of cost. It might actually have been a lot more than that. I mean, when you bear in mind that the yacht itself was worth £30 million, we've had two huge cranes that have sailed from Rotterdam all the way down around the coast of France, around Spain, through the Mediterranean to Sicily. We've had those crew members there. We should also highlight, actually, Claire, that back in May, there was a tragic accident involving the death of a diver who went down onto the Baesian, and that also led to a hold-up in the operations for about 10 days.
And were there family there, family present?
No, there was no one here at all from Mr. Lynch's side or from the other crew. There were two, Mr. Lynch and his daughter Hannah, five other holidaymakers who were with him on board at the time who passed away. 22 people survived, but no, none of those were there. The only people present were the internet, a lot of media, as you can imagine, and authorities, prosecutors, that sort of thing.
Nick, thanks for bringing us up to speed with that. Nick Pisa there with the Mail Online. Coming up next, we're going to find out why ladybirds might be your new best friend.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.